There's no stopping it now. Well, there is, but I'm not going to. Coming up on TMS, let's call a spammer.
We take a deeper look at what everyone in Colorado already knows.
Wiener to stay in the race.
Inhaling blow darts might not be the best idea you've ever had.
Thanks for skipping over my misspelling. I appreciate that. You did a good job on the inhaling part.
Oh, and inhaling.
Yeah, inhaling. Lady Gaga is the top earner in the under 30 set.
The puck is on the bad side of the rink again.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream. Oh, stream.
Just an ordinary dog. Till he becomes your dog. And then you want to do a little more for him. So you feed him gravy train. It's a little more than a dog food. More than just something to eat. Has more nourishment than a dog food has to have to keep him extra healthy. Plus, gravy. Gravy train. A little more than a dog food. Not for ordinary dogs? Maybe not. But who's got an ordinary dog?
And you can always share the milk.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's Wednesday, and man, am I excited to be here. Holy crap, am I excited to be here! Because it's me and it's Brian. It's Wednesday.
We got a great show lined up for you today, folks.
Don't get all DJ on me. What is this, The Morning
Judge
Zoo?
Judge Reinhold is in studio today joining us.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I used to be compared to him all the time in high school. Have I mentioned that before? I
think you have mentioned that, actually. Now, yeah. Now that you mentioned it, you have mentioned it.
I wasn't a close talker, but I looked a bit like him with the mullet and whatnot. Hey, it's Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. That's Pioneer Day, we like to call it, here in Utah.
That's right. It's your big day.
It's our statehood day or whatever it is. People celebrate by basically almost entirely duping the 4th of July experience. It's really
barbecues,
weird.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks.
Yeah. The whole is exactly the same.
Red, white, blue. What are the Utah state flag colors again?
Geez. I should know that. blue and other colors. There's some other ones in there. Because just straight blue would be dumb.
Mauve. Oh, you guys have like the seal in the middle, so it's like it's all blue with like the
I gotta look it up now.
The little state seal
here. I got some images. Okay, here we go. Yeah, state seal in the middle, yellow and blue. That's it.
Right with the beehive. I mean, you've got all the colors.
Yeah, there's
the colors.
Yeah, there's a full on graphic in the middle. Like it's
green, the beehive state industry. Is
yeah,
your thing.
We're all about being industrious little boogers. Even the so during the big agricultural years, we were cranking. During the early tech years, the WordPerfect, Novell, the big boys at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're doing now. Podcasting. It's all podcasting.
Right. It's all podcasting all the time.
I
was just wondering if you decorated with different colored streamers than you would normally do for 4th of July, like if you hang up yellow and blue streamers instead of red, white, and blue streamers.
No, I think it's still like red, white, and blue ones. Like I think
just reuse it.
Yeah,
just,
I guess so. I mean, there's a lot of like reference to, so the parades, instead of being, Big Uncle Sam's pointing his finger at you on a giant float or something. Instead, it's like, old pioneers and bonnets and stuff riding around on like a fake looking hill with like pitchforks and, here we are on the farm kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
It's a lot of sort of celebrate the 1800s and, setting up the state and farming and all that. I think that's what it is mostly.
Half of the people in the parade die halfway through from the old age of 35.
Yeah. The ripe old age, yeah. Old men with gray beards in their 30s would pass away. So yeah, it's true. And then we got the state bird is that their seagull there, which surprised the hell out of Terpster because he's like, that's like a dirty rat bird. And I'm like, you got to know the story. So I'll tell everyone the story since we haven't talked about it on here. The reason the seagull is our state bird, and it's true, it is
because you guys love the song "I Ran."
No, it's because we like dumpsters a lot. No, that's not why. Here's why. So in the 18, I don't know the exact year, but sometime in the 1800s, we had a big bumper crop year. Again, farming, people subsisting off the land, right? Mm-hmm. Huge influx, nobody knows why, but basically a plague of locusts and crickets swarm farms and destroy crops. Just eat them alive. Nobody knows where these things came from. They were just like this unholy plague of crickets.
Right.
And right when it looked like all hope had been lost, and you're talking about farmers out in the fields waving brooms around. I mean, just doing desperately trying to get
get out of here, you crickets!
Listen, I don't hold with it, Bob. Like that. Like
get off my farm.
Right. Just freaking out, slapping them. You know, trying like they're flies. Uh-huh. And it's desperate, and it's not going to work. And suddenly, out of nowhere. Flocks of seagulls, not flock of seagulls, flocks and flocks of seagulls come and eat all these crickets. Just eat them, and they fill up their guts with crickets, fly out to the salt flats and hork them back up, fly back to the farms, eat more crickets, go back, hork them up at the flats again, like this cycle. Yeah. So they became this legendary bird. That was the easy choice. I mean, when the vote came up, it was like, what do we think about the chicken hawk or the eagle? Well, I think the domestic something ought to be. And then somebody's like, dude, guys, the crickets, the seagulls, come on. So seagulls was it. They voted it in, and boom, there's our bird.
All right, so seagull is your state bird. Then why do you have an eagle on your flag?
Well, little did you know, that is a cosplaying seagull.
I'm an eagle.
I'm domestic and I'm so awesome and soaring and I'm even endangered.
No, you're not. You're a seagull and you got a gut full of crickets.
Okay.
So anyway, that's how that all went down. And
that's great.
Yeah, welcome to Utah, everybody, and congratulations. Let the fireworks happen, and let's all get over this and move on. That'd be great. We're having a big barbecue at my house, so the whole extended everybody's coming here, and I'm stressed about it because I don't have time. Yeah. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
I got no time for this. All right, so I thought we'd do something a little fun this morning.
Okay.
I got a spam on my WordPress account for my comic strip site, myextralife.com, where for 12 years now you can enjoy weekly and biweekly comics by me, Scott Johnson. Anyway.
And see, you get, I'm looking at the text of the spam. You get this kind. I get this is very informational and entertaining article. I will come back here often.
Yeah, and then the link is to some hair loss, whatever. I get those too. So WordPress is funny because they've got some pretty good spam protection tools, but stuff leaks in. You know, you get things. It's somehow they get in. So here's the latest one, and I'm going to take these guys up on their little offer. So here it is. Quote, the finest escort agency in D.C., I assume that's the District of Columbia, our nation's capital.
That's what I would assume, too, yeah.
Would be able to provide you with the most glamorous and intelligent women who would be there exclusively to satisfy your wildest fantasy. Most of the good escort jobs would be able to provide the most desirable women to please even the choosiest man.
And then Jeff, apparently. Yeah. What's the first part of that? Most of the good escort jobs would be able to provide the most. It's like they
it's Chinese or something.
Like they plugged it into a one of the most popular words for for spam.
You know, as good as Google Translate is getting,
right?
It still needs some work. So
interesting. I wonder how many of the of our House of Representatives and Senators have taken advantage of this.
It's a damn good question. I mean, it's DC. There's opportunity there. There are men with proclivities. Let's just say it that way. So I thought we'd call this number and see what we get. So here we go. Let's just give it a shot.
This is completely like you have not pre-called to find out if it's a recording or whatnot. Okay.
No idea what this is. And they can't tell who we are because it's all Skype numbered and, you know, weird.
Right.
So it's not like they can track us down, put a hit out on us or something weird like that. And if this just goes to a guy who answers, that's going to make my day.
Right.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling.
Larry's DC Escorts.
What's his slogan?
most of the good escort jobs will be able to provide you with whatever.
Please leave your message for
Larry's Escort Service.
Hello, my name is Juan Diego, and I'm calling about your escort service. Do we have a number to leave? We don't have a number, Brian. Oh, I called you by your real name. I was Juan Diego. You were supposed to be something else.
I call bullshit on this number, whoever you people are. If you're going to leave spam on my blog and you're going to tell me there's a number I can meet the hottest, wildest, exclusive escorts to satisfy my wildest fantasy and most desirable women to please even the choosiest man, then you should be there so I can talk to you. Gosh dang it. All right. Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Oh. Whoever you are. Well, there, I mean, it's just a voicemail. You guys suck. All right. That's it.
Yeah, if I would have thought about it a little sooner, I could have jumped in with like, hi, this is Michael Anderson. I'm a page over here at the White House. Got a potential customer for you. I kind of want to keep things on the down low.
Yeah, yeah, could get me a little bit of trouble.
Exactly. He does want to keep things kind of private, yeah, but...
he wants to do a Vulcan mind meld or a Jedi mind meld with one of your ladies.
If you can send over the most glamorous and intelligent women to exclusively satisfy his wildest fantasies.
I'm disappointed that A, it was voicemail, and B, there was no name to it. Please leave a voicemail for Dead Space. Like,
right, exactly.
We don't know how to set up our voicemail.
We're new at this. Our ladies are awesome, but we're really new at this. We don't know what to do. I don't know why it's that voice, but it's that guy. All right, well... That was fun. I'll tell you what else is fun. Talking about Utah Pride, Utah Pioneer Day, all that business. Here are 36 things you will naturally understand if you are from Colorado.
I am from Colorado. Yeah. So I'll understand these things.
Yeah. Okay. People say things are a little better in the Mile High State, also weirder and higher. Higher meaning, you know, high, like, hey, yes. What's going on? You always know which way is west because your mountains are to the west. Oh.
It's the best thing, right? Because you guys have mountains east kind of on west. Both sides.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. The western ones are the ones you're on the other side of.
Right, exactly. We share that mountain.
Yeah.
You look at the butt of our mountains.
Oh, wait. Hold on now. I think it's the other way, but okay. Sure. That's fine. But yeah, you guys do have that reference point, which is nice.
It's really cool. Anywhere you are, you're just like, oh, I don't even know what direction I'm going. Oh, there are the mountains. I'm going west.
Yeah, that's cool. But then you got all that, you know, like Kansas direction, which is just flat hellscape.
Yeah.
Which I don't like much. How about this one? You definitely know what it feels like to accidentally unlock someone else's suburban Subaru Outback. Now, how does that happen?
That is crazy. So you go to Boulder is probably the most... egregious. You just drive around in Boulder and it's all friggin' Subaru Legacies, Subaru Outbacks. They all look like this. They're all the green.
Yeah. That dark green, like forest green.
That forest green with the brown. It's crazy. I mean, that picture, it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah.
But there are,
three of them all there in a row. Fourth, maybe.
Someday, you know what I'll do is I'll take my, I've got a little camera mount for the dashboard of my car, or I'm a camera mount, a phone mount, and I'll just turn it on and it'll be like, Subaru Outback. So right. And just do like a quick six second vine with like the 10 minute span of how many Subaru Outbacks I
would love to see that. I would love to see that. I also like this one in Colorado. There's no such thing as normal weather. And the best part is the image because there's two images of the same house, beautiful area, obviously facing west because there are the mountains. And it says, April showers bring May flower. F you on Colorado. And there's snow in the second one, just covering
the
everything.
Best part, though, if you look up in the top left corner, it shows the date.
Yeah.
Oh. And you can see that's April 30th for the first one. And like 3 days later, May 3rd for the second one.
Isn't that great, dude? Oh, my gosh. Now, this is one I can commiserate with for. It sucks when you accidentally leave your car window cracked because you never know it's going to snow. And then you come to that mess. That happens to me. I hate that.
Car filled with snow.
I mean, the truth is, this list could be, you know, your Coloradan and possibly a Utahn.
Yeah, there are a couple of them, sure.
It keeps going. Let's see. Six, laughing at when the West Coast, at what the West Coast calls snow. That's true.
Right.
You're always waiting for the moment your entire state erupts into wildfires every June through August.
The picture under eight is even better. I'll put this in the tadpole.
Oh, yeah. Books, very visual. It's a very visual thing.
Yeah.
Very visual thing. Well, it's we'll put it on the Twitter feed so you guys can see what's going on. despite the fires, you make an annual pilgrimage to the fireworks outlets camped right on the other side of the Wyoming border every July. Again, Utah thing as well. We do that as well. We're used to
winter. Yeah. When you drive from Denver, Utah, Denver to Salt Lake City, and you cross those borders, especially into Wyoming and then outside of Wyoming to go into Utah, it's like the borders are just chock full of these firework shops.
Yep. A whole bunch of stuff about pot in here.
Yeah, we can skip that.
I like 12. You know, we all have to do whatever it takes to keep from being overrun by Californians. Sorry, Californians. Colorado sucks. Now go back to California and tell all your friends. Right. That's kind of how I feel. Like, yeah. I love, like, less crowd, less immigration, like, from that perspective. But, I mean, like, less, like, people leaving another state and coming and camping in ours. So I'm down with this. Go back. Go back to California. Right. You guys all thought that place was awesome. Now go live in your shite.
Yeah, you know, they come here, but they complain about how things were better in California. Go back to California.
Yeah. I like this one, 14. You've met an actual real-life cow bro.
Here's the funny thing is I can look at this photo and know exactly where it was taken. That's at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Oh. You've been then.
I've been there, yes.
That girl's got weird legs.
What's weird about those legs?
I don't know. They're
just skinny legs.
Yeah, they're like 12-year-old boy legs.
Oh, jeez.
Something going on there. Let's see. You have to-go orders at Noodles & Company, Tokyo Joe's, and Big City Burrito.
Yeah. You guys don't have any of those out there?
We have Noodle & Company. We have Noodle & Company. Not the others.
Yeah, started out here. Actually, my old boss's new wife, Kurtwell, his wife, used to date the chef that founded Noodles & Company. So
yeah.
He feels a little pang of jealousy whenever they go there to eat, even though, you know, it's not like the guy's there, but right. They go there and they're like, spaghetti.
Okay. Give me the pad thai, please.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, we go there all the time. My kids love that place. But I'll tell you, the worst public bathroom I've been in probably the last 6 years, Noodle & Company.
Really?
Oh, wow. I don't know what happened in there. Very unfortunate scenes.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Greeted me. 18, at some point, here you go. Casa Bonita's made you think that cliff diving was a viable career option. So there's that.
So true. I mean, that place is unbelievable. Next, we got to get you out here to Colorado just so you can experience Casa Bonita. Because you haven't been there, have you?
I know. That's the first thing I want to do. Closest thing we have is that, what was it called?
That Aztec place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pale comparison.
Is it still open?
Yeah, it's still there. They don't do the big show anymore. They've cleared it out and do other stuff now, but...
Okay.
They used to have, you know, they used to have animatronic animals and stuff in there.
I'm going to tell you right now, the seat where you see that guy with the black hat off to the side.
Yeah.
We had that table with Sebastian, Les Gebhardt.
Oh, my gosh.
And Julie after Nerdtacular when we took them out there.
That's awesome.
So we sat right there where the divers are. It's a great view.
24, you know that you have a friend in the diamond business. So we have those. We have Shane Company as well.
Company out there too, yeah.
We do, but I think it's a very Western, localized, regional thing. That guy. Mm. We buy our diamonds from the dead bodies of Cuban immigrants or whatever. They
but you guys don't have Jake Jabs. He's number 23.
Nope.
Or
no Jake Jabs.
Dylan Doug.
Nope.
For 20 or the Shag Man.
Nope.
Number 19. I mean, that was the Rocky's Auto is this. Talk about your ads that even Rhett and Link wouldn't touch.
Right.
I mean, these things are so bad and so so low budget that Rhett and Link would be like, oh God, I hope nobody thinks that we had anything to do with this one.
Right. Exactly. But we have our equivalents of those things.
Sure.
Probably every state does. I mean, that's the thing about this is mostly prescient today's show because to today's show because you are the man in Colorado.
Right.
They got one here, not Dan Marino.
John Elway.
John Elway. It says, this man is a god to you people.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much anymore.
No, people here, well, there's the two minds. A lot of people here still revere him, but I think there are quite a few people who just think that he's kind of a douche sometimes. Mm. Like, he's got his own used car dealership or his car dealership now, and he runs, what is he? He's not head coach, but he is doing something with the Broncos now. Like he's owner,
some,
I think.
Some
part owner.
Some office. Deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean like at a desk, but you know, some back office thing. I like I like 30 and 31. These are good ones to finish on. You know where to find all the conservatives in your state. I'm looking at you, Colorado Springs.
Right, yes.
And then 31 is, and all the liberals too, I'm looking at you, Boulder. So
so true. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. By the way, that you got to read this Greeley. Did you read this number 32?
32. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, 32. You know that Greeley is the butt of every joke. What is this Greenlee thing?
Read this. It's a police blotter from the newspaper.
All right, 12:21 p.m. A caller in West Greenlee reported that there was a very large black bird in the backyard with a wingspan of 2 feet. The caller said the bird was not being aggressive but was scary because of its size. Officers found the bird was actually a barbecue cover. That's awesome, dude.
That's where Tina went to college, was up in Greeley, and the big thing about Greeley, and actually even says that right below that, is that they've got Monfort there, which is a meat processing plant. So on every Wednesday, the whole town just stinks of blood and slaughter and just reeks. So like, you know not to go outside, you know not to open the windows on Wednesdays in Greeley because of Monfort.
Oh, but their
slogan, the city slogan, is great from the ground up.
Wow. Great from the ground up?
Ground up, yeah.
That's terrible. All right. Sounds like we have a place, not Manti, I forget. It's a place where you don't want to drink the water ever. I can't think of the place now. It's West Valley City. Somebody will know. You can tell me.
Okay.
Magna. Even that name sounds like dirty water, doesn't it?
It does.
Welcome to Magna. Where the water's got like iron tailings in it or something. It's the freaking worst. Anyway, all right. Congratulations, Colorado, for having all these cool things. That's a fun little trip for me, for a guy who doesn't live there. But I like the things we share. That's kind of nice to read those.
Yeah.
All right. Screw all that. It's time to call Daryl.
All right, let's call Daryl.
Yeah, let's call Daryl. I'll bet he answers. I'll bet he's not like some cheap escort service. Why have the spam if you can't even call the number that the spam... There's no other link or anything weird.
Right. It's not like they're... Exactly.
I don't understand that. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, wait.
And I feel like I'm a pretty choosy man. So if I were, you know, wanted the most glamorous and intelligent women to satisfy my wildest fantasy, how would I get them?
Right. You've given me a number. I've called it. You gave me nothing. It's Stump a Hot, Satisfy Every Need You Ever Have, Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by...
Did you like The Last of Us? My friend and myself finished playing it, and we decided to talk over our feelings for the game, both good and not so good. Give us a listen on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/edesis. It's pronounced... Oh, he's... This, is, I guess, is...
this is for you.
Behind, right, this is the how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
It's spelled E-D-E-E-S-I-S. Edesis.
Edesis. YouTube, get there now. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Daryl, this is the week where we showcase your show, This Week in Trek. And I just want to remind you, thus far, you've gotten every answer incorrect.
We're questioning whether or not it's actually you on that show or recording. Right. Like a Daryl soundboard or something.
Somebody secretly named Carlos Danger, which we'll talk about later in the news. Well, Daryl, it's your chance to make it right. It's Wednesday. It means you got two more days, today and tomorrow, to get this right. And it is, again, dealing with your 100th episode. That's how we're celebrating this week. And here's your question. Daryl loves to play funny soundboard clips, just like the Scott Johnson does. One of his favorites is a mashed-together clip of a judge saying, 1 hour, and banging a gavel. And then Mike and Daryl play this often when This Week in Trek goes over the hour mark. What episode is this sound clip generated from? Which episode?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Yeah, this is the trick. So we gotta know where you got it from. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Okay, turn that off. Thank you. All right, come on.
They're calling back.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Not the same area code. All right, so your possible answers are A, The Measure of a Man from TNG. B, Dax from DS9. There was an episode called Dax. C, Tribunal from DS9. Or D, The Drumhead from TNG. So The Measure of a Man, Dax, Tribunal, or The Drumhead. And while you think about it real hard...
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Lots of foodie.
And no cheating. Brian and I, maybe Daryl, you don't have these, do you?
You didn't get the Haribo box of gummy items.
Yeah, you didn't get all the gummy stuff, did you?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, in my hand, I hold a package, a yellow package called Haribo Staffatin.
I do have it.
Oh, you do? Good.
Yeah, but
which Haribo is it?
It's the yellow one with the kid running like, it looks like he's running with his drugs.
like big suppositories or something worse.
Yeah, he's holding a green one.
I have a whole bunch. I have a black one, a red one, another red one, a green one.
You have a yellow white one?
You're talking about the packages or those colors?
Yeah, you're talking about the package or the color of the things in them.
Oh, the packages.
Yeah, the packages.
Look for a yellow package.
Yeah, yellow package, big red Haribo on top, and a kid running. He has a number one on his shirt because he's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to win this race.
So many of these.
I'm going to win this race, and I have no penis. Look, he has no penis.
There's a bag of penises here.
That might be it.
It's got a mouse on it.
Oh. Maybe he didn't get this one.
Well, what? Maybe it's different artwork. What does it say? Like, does it look like something that might be pronounced Staffeten?
That sounds terrible. That sounds like a
virus. A horrible Staffeten, yeah? You want to put it in the anus? They are very small. Insert into your anus.
I can't help it. All right, so, well, just, you know what? Open what you got. We'll take what you got.
My gosh, what is this? There's a terrible Happy Cola. It looks anything but happy. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Good.
I don't ever want to try that.
Are these Swiss? Like, what do we know about these, Brian?
German.
German, okay.
Yeah, and let me see what... I'll actually look up that word and see what it means.
Ern Agenlog's information. 100 gram in Latin im Deutschen Schnitt.
The back is awesome. Oh, my gosh. These things that are in here. Look, cold can hydrate Davin Zucker. Davin gestiate Fetten Zuren. And Ballastofi.
Oh, bummer. Staffeten does not translate to anything.
Oh.
It's not recognized. Maybe
it's this kid. Little Haribo Staffeten running for his life with a big green.
Right.
Big green suppository. All right, well, let's open it up. Let's see what we get.
Kinder...
Ooh, they smell lovely.
Haribo makes children happy. That's what it says in the little red stripe under there.
Okay.
I've got about 8 of these, but not that one.
All right. Well, I'm going to just try one of the red ones in here. Daryl, just take a thing, whatever you want. We'll just try it. I'm going to eat the red one here. I'm guessing
I do have a yellow one.
Yeah, these are probably...
Staffeten.
Yeah, that's it. That's
it's
the
giant
one.
Giant pills.
Yeah, the kid.
It looks like big giant pills.
Yeah, the kid running with one pill. That's the one.
Okay, found it.
They're like, I'm guessing here, Brian, I haven't bit in yet, but I'll bet you this is, I bet this is like...
It's a Good and Plenty.
Hot. Oh, yeah, Good and Plenty or like a hot tamale flavor, different flavor kind of thing.
No, I'll tell you right now, it's a Good and Plenty.
Oh, yeah, it's totally Good and Plenty. I'm chewing it on like the side that won't pull my dental work out.
Massive Good and Plenty.
Oh.
Really good and extra plenty.
I don't know how I like the core, though.
Yeah, it's black licorice.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't like it.
No, I need something to spit that in. Hang on, guys.
Is it Mike and Ike's? Oh, Mike and Ike's is the one that has black licorice inside it.
I thought Mike and Ike's were... I hate that stuff. I thought Mike and Ike's were the hard, candy kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Is it Good and Plenty's then are the ones that have licorice inside, aren't they?
Well, one way or the other.
Yeah, Mike Nikes are fruit. Okay.
Yeah. The outside is fine. Great.
God, I want a different color.
No problem on the outside.
Like three white ones in the bag, yet every time I reach into the bag, I pull out a white one.
Yeah, inside is devil cat turd. Don't eat the inside. It's gross. All right. Well, there you go. Blah.
The outside is really good and fruity and nice, and the inside is licorice, and I'm not a fan of that either.
Me neither. Not the black stuff. No racism intended. All right. Well, now that we've done that weird business, Daryl, do you have any birthdays to celebrate today?
Oh, let's see. We have Jacqueline Brooks. She passed away at age 82 this last April.
Oh.
She was Rear Admiral Brand in the episode The First Duty.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. First Duty, which one was that? Remind me.
That's the where Picard gives his speech about the first duty of every officer is to be really good.
Oh, that Wesley. Chewing out Wesley.
Yeah, that one.
Right. But she was in the tribunal thing or something where they were putting him on trial for whatever.
Yeah, she was the head person.
Got it. Head person. Well, there you go. Congratulations to her, and then also sad that she died in April. Well, there you have it then. Daryl, back to your question. We got this sound clip you play all the time called 1 Hour. And you got it from an episode somewhere. And it was either Measure of the Man on TNG, Dax on DS9, Tribunal on DS9, or The Drumhead on TNG. Which one is it?
Okay. It was either A or D. And I'm thinking... Oh, I'm just not sure. I'm leaning towards A.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just keep leaning that way, like a crooked Riker.
All right. The A, Measure of the Man, TNG. Well, let's find out. Judges will know. Is it that?
Nah.
Nope, it's not. What? It's B, Dax from DS9. In this episode, a cranky judge is quite decisive with her gavel. And when taking breaks from a trial to determine if Jadzia Dax is responsible for a murder allegedly committed by a previous Trill symbiote, Curzon Dax hears a clip of that happening. Here you go.
We will take a 2-hour recess.
Whoa. She really whacks that thing hard. First, do you know how long we've been, how far into this episode we are?
1 hour.
There it is, dude. I love how incredulous you were. You're like, what? It can't be. All right. 0 for 3, everyone. On every question had to do with Daryl's show, This Week in Trek, which you can find at thisweekintrek.com. I can't wait for tomorrow to see how this all ends up. He's also the Trek nerd on Twitter, and he really does love Star Trek in ways that are almost unnatural, but when it comes to his own stuff, forget it.
He just doesn't remember how much he loves them.
Yeah, exactly. Daryl.
That was 2 years ago that I captured that.
Oh, so it's been a while. All right, we'll let that one slide. What's your, you got a quote today? What's going on with the quotes?
Oh, yes, I do. For so long, I've wanted to be close to you. Now all I want to do is crawl away and die.
Whoa, geez.
I think it's Wesley Crusher saying it to his mom. Oh, no, that's Geordi.
Is that Geordi?
Yeah, I think that's Geordi talking to, what's her face?
The one who's pissed because she, the hologram thing. That,
exactly.
All right, I'll let you have that. I'll say it's Deanna trying to get away from her mom.
You want a hint so you can try again?
Yeah.
TOS.
Oh, TOS. Oh. Then it's none of the things
we said.
I'm going
to say Uhura. Yahura.
Yahura?
You say Yahura.
You say it's Yahura. I say it's, Nurse Chapel.
Oh, Scott wins.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow, nicely done.
Look at that. I got the right actress, just the wrong role or whatever. I almost had the wrong role. That's fantastic. Look at me. Look at the brain on Brad. Thanks, Daryl, so much. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Soundline Audio, a high-end showroom full of home theater, hi-fi, and home automation in Wellington, New Zealand. Yes, New Zealand. How's that for targeted marketing? Like our Facebook page at... No, the Facebook page. Okay. Like our The Facebook page at thefacebook.com/SoundlineWellington or tweet us at Soundline Audio.
I love it. I love it. It's like a 65-year-old man wrote that on purpose, obviously.
Nice. Yes, for sure.
Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
And most unfortunate named person ever and unfortunate behavior to go with his name.
Yes.
Ever. To stay in the mayoral race, even though new allegations have just now emerged. Stuff since his last big shaming.
Oh, she's really new stuff?
Yeah. He's going by the way, the new name, his text handle, or he's been sexting again.
Okay.
Showing his junk and stuff to people.
What's his
Carlos Danger.
No way, really?
Yeah, that's the truth. If you see that floating around on Twitter and stuff, that's where this is coming from.
You sure it's not Carlos Dangler?
Nope. I wish it was. New scandal involving raunchy online messages engulfed Anthony D. Weiner, imperiling the improbable political comeback that had catapulted him to the top of the New York City mayoral race. He's in the top spot, still is, which is crazy to me. I didn't think he'd ever get back to any of this stuff, but whatever. Mr. Weiner, which is how I'd like to refer to him from now on.
Mr. Weiner,
who left Congress amid revelations that he had engaged in a pattern of reckless online conduct, acknowledged during a hastily arranged new conference that the behavior had continued even after his resignation. It's kind of a problem. Like, mm-hmm. he's just going to keep doing it. On the other hand, well, I have some thoughts about this. Mr. Wiener stood... I can't read his name without laughing. Mr. Wiener stood side by side with his wife, Huma Abedin, as the two spoke in unusual detail of how the scandal has affected their very public marriage. Quote, I said that the that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have, Wiener said. I want again to say that I'm very sorry to anyone who's receiving on the receiving end of these messages and the disruption that this has caused. Okay, A, I don't believe him. He's not sorry that they received it. He sent it to them so they'd get them. Right. Why would he be sorry they got them?
Exactly.
It's not that they accidentally
I'm
got
sorry
them.
Sorry they came out.
Yeah, sorry they came out is what he's sorry about. Secondly, I'm always of two minds on this. Like, let's say... Like, I never... that's going to cause emails, but part of me doesn't care what somebody's personal sex life is. Like, sure. A lot of me doesn't care. I don't care if Anthony Weiner dresses up like a horse and says, spank me, or whatever. He can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there is this thing about public servants that you... Like Clinton, all right? So Clinton's having an affair with his intern.
Right.
And then lied about it in front of everybody. And that I have a problem with. I have a problem with the lying part. I kind of also sort of have a problem with the part where he...
The affair part.
The affair part, because it just makes him seem like he's a douche and is not focused on the people's business, you know? And I know it's naive to think that anyone is entirely. I know that it's... I get accused of that all the time. But in an ideal world...
People have needs, Scott. People got their needs.
People have their needs. I get it. And Hillary Clinton, for all her beauty... does not always fill those needs. But no, right. What I'm getting at is I think I'd be all right with him if it was like, oh yeah, I sent one photo to a girl I kind of liked and that was it. Done. If this is a pattern and it's happened since and he's calling himself Carlos Danger, you don't want him to be mayor of the city.
Danger
I don't
is
think
my
you do.
Last name.
I just don't think you want him to be mayor. I mean, people will decide, you know, because there is these extremes, like stay out of people's personal lives, let them just do their job, and then if they're weird and in their personal lives, then fine, let them be. But yeah. I don't know. I'm always just split on this because I'm big fan of privacy and people should be left alone when it comes to their own choices, and we're a country that believes people should be able to, if it's not hurting somebody else, then don't do it. But then again, when it comes to elected officials, you want to hold them to some other standard. You know, you want to put them on a little higher.
Yeah,
ground.
Right. Let's take the same scenario and put it onto somebody else. George Clooney takes a picture of his unit and texts it to somebody.
Right.
Any problem with that? I got no problem with that.
If it's,
I don't know why.
I don't know why I don't have a problem with it either. Let's say I think I'm amused by it if it's if it's like Brad Pitt or somebody like
or
that.
Al Roker.
Yeah, he says Al Roker.
Wait, are you saying who George Clooney sends the
photo
to?
Yeah, that's who I meant. Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean Al Roker taking it, but that's, you bring up, I mean, okay, let's ask this question. Here you go.
Okay.
What if Scarlett Johansson, who's known to have taken some compromising
and
photos
got
of themselves,
out, yeah.
and they did, but let's say it's her sending that to a random Hollywood guy.
Okay.
Why does that seem less egregious or a problem than if we heard John Goodman did it? Like, if we heard John Goodman took a naked picture of himself and sent it to, I don't know, to Sandra Bullock.
Right.
He just sends a picture of his amazing junk to Sandra Bullock. Why would that be seen as, oh my gosh, what has happened compared to ScoJo doing it? To somebody else.
What
is it about our psyche that
we do have hold women to a double standard, or we have a double standard with women as far as nudity and sexual harassment, sexual behavior, stuff like that. We're a lot more willing to allow it and in some cases
encourage it.
right. How many people are now following Scarlett Johansson?
Well, okay.
Or Allison Pill, like, you know, here's a woman who's on the Newsroom who accidentally tweeted a topless photo of herself because she thought she was doing a direct message. you know, a lot of people don't have a problem with that. But if John Goodman were to accidentally tweet out a wiener picture publicly, then it would be a huge
deal. Okay, let's say, let's take it to a different level. Roseanne Barr and John Goodman from The Roseanne Show, they were on that together, right?
Well, yeah, okay, I was going to say that.
Let's say Roseanne.
I think it has to do with the hot level. So now we're increasing the expanding the Venn diagram,
right?
Not just to be women versus men, but it's hot women,
right? So that's what that's the point I'm getting to.
And not so hot women.
So let's say it's her. She sends one to John Goodman, and that gets out. I think people even then freak out less than if John Goodman sent her one. That's what I think. I don't know why that is. I don't know why it is.
I don't know.
But I think she would be under, she would have less scrutiny and less, she'd get less grief than John Goodman would get. I don't know why I've used these people, but you know what I'm saying.
I think you'd receive and go, what the hell is this?
Am I holding it the right way? What is this?
Hi, you're all out of.
I need to rotate this? I can't figure out what I'm looking at.
You're all out of cereal, hi, he'd say. all right, moving on. Freaking Anthony Weiner, whatever. He cracks me up in a weird way. Teen boys. Let me finish the sentence. Because so far it sounds like I'm going on a weird path here, but I'm not. Teen boys inhale homemade blow darts.
Brilliant.
Oh, gosh. All right. You have a teenage boy. Watch out for this.
I do. I know. No kidding.
Teenage boys messing around with homemade blowguns are showing up in some emergency rooms after accidentally sucking the needle-tipped darts down their windpipes, according to doctors. No one knows how many mishaps have occurred, but the researchers at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, said they got worried after seeing three 14- to 15-year-olds in 3 months with the devices stuck in their throats. There has been an uptick in interest in those. My son wants a blowgun. He wants a blow dart gun. Bad. Mm. And I don't know why. I think there's something happened in the
something. Well, you think there's actually an event that
I think there
this?
Was a popularity increase caused by some movie or something happened where blow darts seemed cool again, and I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but
I remember this when we were kids, when we were teenagers.
Remember wrist rockets? Remember that?
I do remember wrist rockets, but for the blow darts, it would really just be we'd have a straw, we'd have a needle or something that we'd just basically poke through a couple pieces of scotch tape to give it some weight on the back. Mm-hmm. And then you just go, ping, and it wouldn't be into people. It would be like into the, the corkboard ceiling or whatever that stuff is, the ceiling at the, in class.
Yeah. That stuff that was slowly giving us cancer. Yep. I remember that.
That's right.
No, you're totally right. We did that too, but we weren't inhaling. So this isn't a problem so much with the obsession with blow darts. I think it's the,
well, you do have to inhale to blow.
The stupidity. Well, yeah, but inhale away from the straw.
Right. Step away from the microphone to breathe.
Right. And then blow your dart.
Tazon Day's got it. He knows what he's doing.
I find it concerning that these are becoming an emerging hazard, Dr. Chris Janata says, an expert in removing foreign bodies from airways. That sounds like a job for someone at an airport for some reason to me. Anyway, typically we see these aspiration events in children younger than 4. Let's see. The problem seems to spring from a proliferation of more than 20 internet sites that describe how to make a gun from household objects like sewing needles and shoelaces, said Janata, writing in the latest issue of the journal Pediatrics. So, yeah, it's the internet. Potato guns, whatever you want, you can go make it. Try to just be a parent and not right. Just let your kids do things you don't know what they're doing. How about doing that?
Ice Worm says it was the popularity of Raiders of the Lost Ark that made blow darts.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, yeah, awesome.
The opening scenes.
you know what the command is to get out your blow darts and start shooting in Indiana, don't you?
What is it?
It's this. There you go. You did it.
Right.
I used to hate that. And what's his name would do that? Like, what are you doing? Just making little fart noises. Although, you know what? I'm sorry. You just got me thinking about this. So Raiders of the Lost Ark is what I would consider a perfect film. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's just perfect. I could watch it 1,000 times and never get tired of it. But the problem with watching it 1,000 times is you start to notice things, right? Okay. And one of the things I noticed that no one ever seems to talk about is when Belloc or Belosh or whatever the hell his name was at the beginning. So Indiana has outrun the giant boulder. He's now out in the grass. He's got about 100 naked natives pointing blow darts at him and spears. Right. And
there's nothing that you can acquire that I cannot take.
That I cannot possess, repossess, or whatever. Yeah, something like so that. Then he walks over there, and he sees the idol. He says, "Give me the idol." And what's his name gives him the idol. And what's his name? Indiana Jones gives him the idol. He takes the idol, and it's covered in a major spider web.
Just
covered in it.
Right.
And he goes, Makamatutu, paka paka, whatever, and he hides it, he yanks it in the air, and now there's nothing on it. There's no spider web on it. And it bugged me as a kid, and it bugs me now.
Continuity issue, huh?
Yes. Very funny Viner. I forget his name. He's a comedian. He has some MTV show. I forget his name. He has this great Vine where he says he's got a Sprite in his hand and a can. Uh-huh. And he goes, I'd like to do a toast to continuity errors. And he takes the can and goes out like he's going to tap somebody else's can very naturally. Uh-huh. And when he comes back, it's a Coke can and he drinks it. It's awesome.
Nicely done.
It was really funny.
That is good.
Anyway, don't eat your needles, I guess, is the lesson here. And if you're going to put something in your body, make it earbuds from Tweaked Audio.
Yes.
Make it your ear holes because those are safe. You're not going to hurt yourself. 5 great styles, 7 great colors. Stick them in your ears and you'll be going, man, the noise reduction is good on these. And you'll be running and jogging and go, holy crap, these are durable. I just dropped them. And look at, they're fine. They're great. They're back in my ears and they're great. And even if they're not, lifetime warranty on everything they make. TweakedAudio.com has you covered. And not only do they have you covered, they've got you saving some money. 33%, in fact. Just go check them out. Use the code STREAM at checkout. And they'll save you 33%. That's TweakedAudio.com. And we appreciate their support of the show.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by
Nerdy Knots or Canerdy Knots. We haven't heard back from them if they have asked me to stop pronouncing it one way or the other.
I think it helps because then people find it easier.
People know how to, exactly, yes. Right. It's an Etsy store, Canerdy Knots, where you can find handmade paracord products for human and beast, like dog leashes and... I don't know what else.
Other beasts.
Everything we craft is made with 550 paracord and is made to last. We have started our store to help pay for our wedding, and we dearly appreciate your business. Visit our store at etsy.me/nerdyknots, Canerdy Knots, and facebook.com/nerdyknots. All orders this week with the word derp in the comments will be put into a pool to win a Steam code for Harebrain Scheme's new game, Shadowrun Returns.
Which comes out tomorrow, I think. I think the game actually launches tomorrow. I'm so excited about it. Yeah. and by the way, their leash is awesome. They sent us dog leashes. Yours is coming. Mine's here, and it's awesome.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait.
Lady Gaga, who I didn't know was under 30.
Gaga. Really? She's under 30? I would not have guessed that. I would have said early 30s, 33.
I would have said that for sure. She regains the title of Forbes's top earning celebrity under age 30. Regardless of how beautiful or dirty Lady Gaga is, she is definitely rich. Forbes released the list of top-earning celebrities under 30, with the pop singer reigning at number one. Despite canceling the rest of her Born This Way ball to undergo hip surgery, that whole tour got canceled, the 27-year-old performer earned an estimated $80 million from June 2012 to June 2013. Coincidentally, she is also topped the list of top earning person under 30 that looks over 46. Scott made that part up. Anyway, congratulations, I suppose, are in order.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, 80 million.
I'm curious as to who the other top earners are under 30. Do you want, I'm pulling up the list. Do you want to guess at some
of
these?
I'm going to take some guesses, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's one of those where you have to actually click, you don't get a list, you get, right.
I hate those. It's the web, you guys. But
some of these should be pretty obvious.
I would actually. Well, my head's not working. So I'm going to say those young, the One Direction kids. Are they in there?
I'm sure they are. Let's see here.
Those kids in the One Direction.
No, I'm not seeing them, and probably because they're
a group, not individuals.
Oops. Exactly. Oh, dang it! I can't go back. See, and then you get too far, and you get world's most important banks.
Oh.
All right, here we go. All right, so no, think a lot in music and in teen movies, but I'd say focus. If you focus on music, you'll get two thirds of these.
Justin Bieber.
There you go. That's 58 million right there.
That seems like he should be making. I would have put him at top. That's funny. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend. What's her name?
Selena Gomez?
Yeah, she in there?
Nope, not in the list.
Oh, wow.
Surprising, yeah, actually.
The one with the mom pants that sings the...
Trouble!
Her.
Yes, with the mom pants. Are you talking about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Yes. She wears mom pants.
Does she really?
Yeah, that's sometimes funny. In concert and stuff. She like pulled up mom pants.
Very good.
Then a
couple other musicians.
The Katy Perry, she in there?
There you go. I did not realize she was under 30 either.
I would have put her over as well. I would have put her over.
Let's see. Does not say how old she is.
She's my kind of cute.
She is. She's really
this,
cute.
This, of all these yeah. people we've mentioned.
For sure.
I think Taylor Swift is ghostly and weird.
Yeah. I'll give you one. There's one more musician. Has poor choice in poor taste in men.
Poor taste in men. Yes. Britney Spears?
No. Well, she does have poor taste in men, but
okay, hold on then. It's a girl, right?
It is a girl. Poor taste in abusive men. That should give it to you.
Oh, Rihanna.
Yes. There you go.
Okay. She sounds like she always sounds like a condition to me. I've got Rihanna.
Got a case of the Rihannas.
Yeah, the Rihanna is in my leg. It's giving me so much grief. They don't know what to do about it. I don't even know where I got it. It was sexually transmitted.
Let's see. Actually, one more musician here in the list. She sounds, when she speaks, she sounds like she's an extra on Downton Abbey.
Oh, you're Skyrim Falls.
That's the one.
Yes. Well, I can't even
remember. Skyrim Falls.
Boo deedle doo. What's her name? I can't think of her name.
Close
Adele.
Enough.
Gosh. Yes. What's wrong with
and
me?
Then the last three are actors and actresses. Let's see. One of these coming out with a sequel to.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Grey. Jennifer. Yeah. Shite. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Very good. Yes.
Holy shite. Not Love Hewitt. Eric Storm.
One of them is another actress who just wrapped up a multi-movie book adaptation.
Twilight
She has no
girl.
Soul.
Twilight
yes,
Girl.
Exactly.
What's her name? Freaking Dead Eyes, whatever her name is.
Yep, that's exactly right. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
And finally, a dude from that very same series.
Oh.
But not the one whose face looks like a foot.
The other one, the one that is going to not last very long, so he better save his money now.
That's the one, yes.
The werewolf kid.
Exactly, Taylor Lautner. Good enough, yeah.
All right. Done. But the other guy's not, the foot guy's not in the list?
No.
That's a crime. He's the better actor. he really is. He's better than she is. Oh, man. All right, well, good job, everybody, under 30.
Well done. You did really well with that, actually.
I'm surprised. Well, if I could just remember their damn names, I would have done really
I'll take... We actually, maybe that should be another game for next year's All-Stars is a game where you can't come up with the name. You have to come up with some nickname.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You start writing that now. Real world star Puck arrested again. This is in our final bit of news here.
Wow.
Yeah. Good old Puck. Former real world douchebag Puck can't seem to stay out of jail. He was just arrested again for charges of domestic violence. This according to TMZ. His real name is David Rainey. Popped up on July 13th in L.A. and charged with inflicting bodily injury on a woman who cops say is a spouse, former spouse, cohabitant, or former cohabitant. Well, which is it?
Can they not look this up? Is this not information that they can locate?
Yeah. I guess it's just a generalized
spouse,
charge.
Spouse, former spouse, cohabitant, yeah. Former cohabitant. We have identified that she is a woman.
Good on you guys. He was also charged with trying to stop the woman from reporting it. Specifically, the law enforcers tell us Puck... And the woman got into a physical altercation. She tried to call police. Puck allegedly grabbed the phone away and hung it up. Wouldn't it just be pushing end? That's how it works now, right? There's no hanging it up. Right. He currently is behind bars. Bail set at $50,000. Guy's in trouble all the time. Drugs, blah, 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 blah. Can't believe
he
still comes
up. Wow, this is interesting. There's no... So you go to his Wikipedia page. There is no further information on him. You know, like how old he is. I have no idea how old the dude is. I mean, he was, what, 20?
He's older than me and you. I know that.
Yeah, 21, 22 maybe in 1993 when Real World San Francisco was on.
Yeah.
I remember he was the big villain of that because he had Pedro who was dying of AIDS and you had Puck who was just kind of the most nasty.
Douchey guy ever.
douchey guy ever.
Blowing snot rockets and putting his finger in everyone's peanut butter and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember really liking that season, though.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. Wasn't that the one with the... Oh, I guess I'm getting confused with the one, the LA one that was right after that, because they had... It seemed like there was some overlap. But you had Judd Winnick, who's now a big comic book guy.
Yeah, he does all right. He did what he wanted to do. Still married to that Asian girl that was on the show. She's still some surgeon or something. Like,
right.
Did all right with himself. Wrote some Simpsons episode or something. I don't know.
Judd Winnick did?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, wow. Something like that. He got some guest writing gig.
Pull up the cast here. Corey Murphy. Oh, yeah, Corey. Judd Winnick. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Bilal. Pam Ling. Is who married
Pam Ling is married him, yeah.
Yep. Pedro Zamora, Puck, Rachel Campos, the I want to say she was a redhead or she was a
something. She was a something like
pretty
that.
Pretty gal.
Yeah, she
and
was all right.
Joanna Rhodes, who was from London, who basically was the Oliver, cousin Oliver when they kicked Puck out.
Yeah. Totally, dude. That's funny. That show was in its first couple seasons was actually a pretty good reality show. It got real dumb after that.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, the only reality show to me that is still actually about reality is Cops, and it also happens to be the first of any kind. There were no reality shows when Cops debuted like,
right.
25
yeah,
years ago or whatever.
It's true.
And it's still, like if you want to see somebody pull over, you know, a meth dealer dancing on a car with his pants off, there's your chance.
Guaranteed wife beater shirt, not a person, but a wife beater shirt in every episode.
Yep.
Worn by a guy who seems really surprised to see the cops show up at his door.
I love that show. I always enjoy a good episode of Cops. I don't know what it is. I think it is because I feel like I am actually seeing something real for once in a reality show. Because most of them, total crap. There you go. So let's get on to a break. We're going to take a quick one because when we come back, we've got Nicole Spagnolo here already in the chat room, ready for her recommendals, and hopefully feeling much better from her weird walking pneumonia bout that lasted about 2 weeks. As soon as we sent her home from Utah, basically.
Wow.
She got sick and
glad, got she real probably bad. Just caught what Mark had.
Well, apparently Mark's was nothing. I guess her mom.
Extended version of it or something.
Yeah, or I guess her mom, who watched the baby, just had like the worst thing ever.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, I'm glad she's feeling better. But we'll talk to her. Then we got Tom's Tech Time. I think he's on. He's in Petaluma today, so I don't know what that means, but we'll figure it out. And then some emails and stuff.
The LaPorte headquarters, HQ.
Yeah. Yes. You know, we're Netcast, you love and people you trust.
That's right.
Give us a song. You're the piano man today. What's going on?
Okay. All right. Well, this one is going out to Juan in Austin, Texas. Hey, Sriracha and Bulgogi. I guess, and that's another...
Bulgogi. Oh, I think that's Korean food, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, because sriracha is, right? It's that hot sauce.
I think so,
yeah. This past week, two of my friends had a baby. After the threat of complications, everything worked out fine, and they had a bouncing baby boy. Oh, you're talking about the royal couple, aren't you? I'll enjoy watching their transformation from friends to parents. To celebrate, I'd like to request a somewhat cover song. The mother's favorite games of all time are the Zelda series, and in June of 2012, Brentel Floss released an album where he added lyrics to various video game music called Bits of Me. I'd like to request the song Zelda 2 with lyrics. Despite the lack of salty licorice, I still love the show, though.
Oh, jeez. We got plenty here if you need it.
Juan in Austin, Texas. Yeah, we do. Actually, I like these. These aren't bad.
They're all right.
This is a great album. I picked it up this morning after seeing all the stuff that's on it, and not only does it have Zelda 2, but you've got your Baby Mario and Papa Yoshi, Castlevania 2, yep. Final Fantasy 6, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and he adds lyrics to all the theme songs, all the songs you're familiar with, so really, really cool. But what we're going to be playing is Zelda 2 with lyrics by Brentel Floss from his 2012 album Bits of Me. You can find this and download and buy it at brentelfloss.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. Well, Brentel Floss was also my favorite Pokemon. All right, here you go. Zelda 2 with lyrics. We'll be back in a minute with Nicole, Tom, and more. Stay tuned.
Link, you're on the alert again. So put on your skirt again and get ready to fight till it hurts. Have a nap, take a squirt, begin another adventure through the countryside. Kicking some ass. The baddies are on the rise since Ganon died. Stay off the grass, get on the road, get off the grass. The yellow road is your priority. You're sort of like Dorothy. Man up!
You'll have to fight your shadow hand to hand. Again, just like Peter Pan. Ha! There will be rats.
Radical rats.
With boomerangs. Lake! Is that your wang? Right there. Hyrule is strange. Every new game it changes. The map rearranges and I don't know where to go. Zelda is comatose. Maybe she overdosed. By the way, what happened to your bow? I can't find it. Here we go now, Link. You are patrolling, side-scrolling, and Ganon's trolling. Sure, this title's clunky and funky, but look, a monkey. You must gain XP, like an RPG. Still though, run away from the KKK. Link, go stab a stab. It's harder, you martyr. Now go walk on water. Learn to trust up and down. Visit a tiny town. This lady gives you care. What does she do in there? You get an extra life from Zelda merchandise. Now go forth. Your adventure is nigh. You must go to Death Mountain, fly, fly. It's called Death Mountain cause you will die. Why is this part so hard, Jesus, why? Not halfway as hard as the end. Just expect to get butt raped, my friend. Cause your shadow is set to attack. He knows all of your moves, plus he's black. He might be Ganon's ghost, but you have to persevere. Or just use this here. Link, you must prevail. Link, you must not fail. So once again you save your country, then from certain death, your sleeping beauty, she is awake, but watch out, morning breath. You will have more daring escapades, challenges along your way. Maybe you will learn to play the flute some. Save the world. Look, buddy, you got the girl. You did really great. Celebrate, have a date, procreate.
Maybe you and your husband should separate.
I mean, when it comes to cereal. Don't you watch what you eat now more than you used to?
I do. That's why I eat Post Grape Nuts Flakes. They're great-tasting whole wheat flakes, 98% fat-free. Sweet enough to eat without my adding sugar. And every one-ounce serving has as much iron as a half a cup of spinach. There's a lot in Grape Nuts Flakes for a woman. And you can always share the milk.
I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're back. Do you know who that was doing that little giggle there?
Who was that? Sound like a little Mateo, maybe?
Yeah. Isn't that loud? Isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
I got another one here. Let's see. Short one. Oh, my gosh. I just want to go find that kid and keep him.
Totally.
So
that's cute. That's what he does after he hears cock-a-coo, cock-a-coo.
Exactly. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let us do the thing we do that we do when we call Nicole. Let's see here. Speaking of
Yay.
Father, or excuse me, the mother, not the father, the mother of Mateo. There she is. It's also hard to be sick and mom, you know?
That can be rough business there.
Ta-da. Hey, look who it is. It's Nicole Spagnolo. What's going on? How are you now? You feeling better?
I'm feeling much better.
You sound better. Better than Friday, even.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
that was brutal.
That was crazy. But I do want to, if it's all right, I was just going to kidnap that kid and take him home with me because he's way too cute.
Oh, yeah.
That laugh, the best thing about that laugh is, that's just genuine straight up laugh. He's not goofing off.
Oh, no. Yeah, Mark and I were talking, we're like, when he finally figures out that that laugh can get him pretty much anything, he's gonna use it for evil, I bet.
Yeah, and in all three of my kids' cases, all their laughs changed after they got to a certain age. So hopefully he retains some of that.
I don't want him to though. He's gonna if he retains that laugh, he's gonna end up sounding like Seth Rogen.
I agree. So I did a little check in. I have a scientist who knows how to do this. We have some audio scientists. They put together a comparison. So here's Mateo now, and here he is in the year 2030. There you go.
Oh, boy. Better help that kid now. Oh, my God.
Help him now while you can. And then when he's 60.
All of a sudden, the Seth Rogen option is sounding better and better.
When he's 60, you get this.
Discriminate.
Yeah, really weird laugh at that point. Making Nicole laugh is not my goal today.
Oh, goodness.
Make her cough her lung up. No, you're fine. So, Nicole, it's good to have you back. I know you've had a little downtime, which probably means more cool stuff on Netflix and things like that.
I watched some weird stuff when I was sick.
Do tell. Like, what kind of weird?
I literally laid on the couch for 6 days straight, and all I did was play Animal Crossing and watch Netflix. I couldn't move.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
I was really, really sick. So if you're ever wondering what walking pneumonia sounds like, just listen to last week's recommendals.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I'm glad you're. I really am glad.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm better too. Yeah. But I did get a chance to watch some really cool movies and a few not so cool movies. But we'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
I'll start off with the good ones.
Okay.
So your first film I have for you is a very underrated film. It's the 2000 film called Happy Accidents, starring Marissa Tomei and Vincent. I'm gonna
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. I love that.
There's some cool cameos, which I'll tell you about here in a second. But what it is, Marissa Tomei plays a girl named Rui. Vincent plays a guy named Sam. She meets him in the park. He seems sweet, a little kind of doofy, because he plays doofy pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it escalates to the point where, and this is in the write up, because he believes he is a time traveler from the year 2470.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's really, and it's a romance, but it's sci-fi-ish, and well, there's no sci-fi in it except for the fact that he thinks he's typed a time traveler.
What year is this? When did it come out?
2000.
2000. Okay. All right, there it is. Yep.
There's some really fun cameos. Anthony Michael Hall, the voice of Archer Benjamin, really young. Yeah. He's not even credited in the cast, but. There's a scene at the very end or an art show. I'm like, hey, H. John Benjamin.
He's not a talking soup can or anything, I'm hoping.
No. Would hope not. I one thing he's underrated for, too, just to throw out there, is D'Onofrio's amazing in the original.
Cell.
Well, the original Men in Black, he played the bug dude.
Yes, right.
That is one of the most interesting physical performances ever. And it's underrated because the movie's just supposed to be so out there that you kind of forget. How he's performing. He's just incredible in that movie. But anyway.
He was great in The Cell, too, I thought.
That's the one with Jennifer Lopez and the weird cage and all that business.
Yeah, right? And the mind going into his mind and whatnot.
Yeah, we've kept arguing about whether we should film sack that movie or not. And I don't know. I still don't know. What would you say?
I think we could, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm leaning to the side of no.
I mean, we watched.
The drawback is that I'd have to watch it again. I didn't like it, no.
I did.
I have not seen it. So
I think visually it's a beautiful movie, but I think it just seems so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like basically the director cared more about making it look pretty than actually making it intelligible and followable. Like it was.
Sounds like The Fountain.
Yeah. I like pretty things,
but I actually like The Fountain. So it's a similar kind of vibe. I think the Fountain's freaking weird. Oh my gosh! Anyway, all right. Well, there you go.
Happy Accidents is a great film. I think a lot of people haven't heard of it. Definitely haven't. Have either of you seen it?
No. This is a first I've ever heard of it.
I love Marissa Tomei. You know, she's perpetually attracted to guys she's wanting to fix. So, you know, it's it'll be
heart guy.
Yes, what was exactly.
What was that one? The Christian Slater, and he's got a baboon heart.
Right, he had a monkey heart. What was that?
It was just on cable.
Worst thing ever, it sounds like.
No, it was a good movie.
Was it all right?
Okay. It was good. Yeah, it was cute. It's
baboon heart. Come on.
Something heart was the name of
it. Was it called Baboon Heart? Because that would be great.
I don't think it was called Baboon Heart. It was something else heart, though.
That's too bad.
Broken Heart or...
I would have liked Baboon Heart as a name. I think that's a great idea.
The what's her name?
The other lady. Oh, Jennifer? No. Steve? No.
All right. Well, I guess.
Monkey
Heart. Monkey Heart?
It's not Monkey Heart, is it?
Oh, somebody in the tadpool said that.
It's not showing up in her collection of movies.
Untamed Heart.
Heart.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. That's
not Braveheart.
It was Perez.
Braveheart is the best idea I've heard today. Braveheart, because you got a monkey in there. Monkey Heart. Fantastic. All right. Movie number two. What do you got?
This one recently came up on streaming. It's an older film. Honestly, I think it's one of my favorite films by Jim Carrey, the 1998 film, The Truman Show. This movie still holds up so well.
Agreed.
I think it was ahead of its time in kind of predicting how we have become such a voyeuristic society. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love it. And Jim Carrey just plays Truman Burbank, and he doesn't realize he's the star of a show. This whole world's been built up around him, 24 hours a day, Truman.
Yep.
And it's about, you know, the ethics of this, and what's his name?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris plays
good.
I can't remember his name. Christoph.
Christoph. And he wears that damn hat. He's got a Jamie Hyneman hat on the whole time.
He does. Right.
Through the whole thing. This reporter played by, not Hank Azaria, Harry Shearer from The Simpsons and Spinal Tap and all that. He's great as this. Everyone's great.
I think this was Laura Linney's kind of breakout movie.
Yep. Right. The way she had to keep that smile with all that tension behind it, she's so good in it. Oh my gosh.
The product placement scene, like where
it's amazing. The guy that plays his friend, I always forget his name.
Let's see.
Love him in everything he ever does. Noah.
Is that Noah Emmerich?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great in Super 8, by the way.
Yeah.
He was the army dude. But yeah,
That's such a good movie. I got to watch that again. I think that's a good Tristan movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I wanted to recommend it because I think most people have seen it, but it's a wonderful rewatch. And it's streaming on Netflix, so there you go.
It's really good. And by the way, Peter Weir, who directed that film, just to give you an idea of the kind of credibility this dude has, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, one of my favorite movies of all time. He directed that. He directed Fearless, The Truman Show, Green Card, Dead Poets Society, Witness.
Mm-hmm.
John Book, you know, that whole thing.
Right.
Like, he's great. I freaking love that guy. So see his movies, and that's a good one to watch.
Oh, and Natasha McElhone, who is we've been watching all the time on Californication. That's David Duchovny's star-crossed love, is the same star-crossed love that Jim Carrey has in this film.
Oh. Yeah, Sylvia, I think her name is film.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've also heard good things about The Way Back. It's his newest thing. It was 2010, but I still haven't seen
it. Peter Weir also?
Yeah, Colin Farrell, Mark Strong, Ed Harris again, Jim Sturgis, a bunch of really good dudes.
Not to be confused with The Way, Way Back.
Yeah. No. Or The Way Back Machine.
Well, no, they're like the current. Isn't that the current one with...
Is there a Way, Way Back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The one about the guy who goes to work at a water park. It's like currently in theaters. It's got a bunch of people in it.
Bunch of good people. Bunch of folks. All right, great.
Yeah, bunch of people.
Sounds good.
All right,
great.
Truman Show.
Excellent second film.
I love Truman Show.
Yeah, I made my kids watch it, and they were mesmerized. They loved
it.
Were
they? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great film.
Loved it.
Love it.
All right.
So I have two queued up, and I don't know which one. I have one that's I would recommend, but it's a sad film. And I have one that I don't know if I want to recommend, but the sheer volume of celebrities and famous people in it. And you won't know, you haven't heard of this film.
Really?
But it has so many famous people in it. It's kind of weird.
Cannonball Run 2. No? That's not it? Okay.
It's not movie 43, is it?
Is it?
So I don't know if I should recommend it, but it's kind of just interesting that this film was made.
All right.
It's kind of a bland film. It went on a little too long, but the concept, I'm a fan of a nostalgia, you know, high school, going back to high school after 20 years kind of film. I mean, that's classic, what is it, John Hughes, Gross Point Blank.
Yes. You know,
that, yeah, kind of stuff like that.
We talk about Gross Point all the time on the show. We love that.
So if Gross Point Blank had a weird stepson, this movie would probably be it.
All right.
It was made in 2009, and it's called Stay Cool.
Stay Cool. Oh.
It has Winona Ryder, Mark Polish from Twin Falls, Idaho. You remember that film? He was a guy that was attached to his twin.
Oh, right. Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. What was that called? So, anyway, yes.
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Was that what it was called?
Yes.
But wait, the guy attached to his twin. Oh, I'm thinking of the Farrelly movie with...
Oh, no, don't think of that. No, Twin Falls, Idaho was a much more serious film.
It's Stuck to You or something like that.
I kind of like Stuck to You. What does that say about me? I know. I thought it was all right. I like the Farrelly brothers. Sorry. I think that's the deal.
God,
yeah, you're fine.
Stuck to You.
Or Stuck on You, I'm
stuck
sorry.
On stuck you, stuck was on you, was it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's got Sawyer in it. Josh Holloway's in it.
Yep.
Wow.
Chevy Chase.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. So anyway.
Michael Gross. Sweet. All right. I'm in.
So if you look at the reviews of this film, it's like back and forth. You're either going to like it or you're going to hate it. Mm. I'm kind of on the hate side because it was just, like I said, it was just a little bit too bland and drawn out and predictable. But Mark Polish, and I think they should have gotten a different person to play the lead in the film. Sean Astin's in it. And he plays the friend of the Mark Polish guy. And he's a writer and he comes back to his high school and he has, you know, the thing for the cheerleader who's played by Winona Ryder. Uh-huh. And there's like, it's silly, but I watched it and I'm like, I only wanted to watch it because of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to me that all these actors agreed to do this film. And I have to imagine every actor probably goes into a film going, I don't know what this is going to be, but I'm going to give it a shot.
It's probably the Polish brothers, Michael. So his brother Michael directed, written and starring Mark.
Oh yeah.
So there's probably some the pressure of the Polish family just got everybody involved or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows
so
that story, but
the whole kind of concept behind the Stay Cool is Winona Ryder wrote in his yearbook, "Stay Cool," and he had a thing for her, and that's why he came back to the high school, and it's silly, but it's kind of, I don't know.
Then they went on a date, and she stole a dress while they were at the mall, and it was all sweet. You guys remember when she got in trouble for that?
Mm-hmm.
That was her,
oh,
right?
Yeah, the whole shoplifting
thing. Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
That was definitely her.
I liked her in Alien 4. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, I liked her in that, too.
I thought she was mm-hmm. fine, and I think that movie's underrated, by the way, as an Alien film. Anyway.
Heathers will always be my Winona Ryder go-to movie.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
For me, it's what's the one, the teenage-y one? That made no sense.
Heathers?
No, Heathers. Not Heathers. The other one.
Reality Bites.
Reality Bites is my kind of go-to for that.
That's the 90s. That's a 90s iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And she was also Star Trek's Amanda Grayson, Box Mother, who died.
Right.
So there you have it. Excellent. Well, good for her. And I'm glad to see
so
she's still
I hope
her.
I've lowered everyone's expectation of this film. So if you do watch it, you might go, oh, it's not as bad as Nicole said.
It sounds really bland.
It sure does. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, Nicole.
Funny, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Well,
yeah, he's the principal.
And he's always such a dick. Like,
yeah.
I wonder how it went on that set. It had to have been bad. The Polish brothers regretted it at that point. I don't know. Who knows? Nicole, it's always good to have you on. Movies are fun. Recommendals are one of my favorite things of the week, so thanks for keeping doing that. What else you got going on? Anything you want to tell people about?
I'm just getting well, and I'm trying to get Ladies Elite going again, and just working on that. Ladies Elite.
LadiesElite.com, everybody.
Ladies Elite.
FinalScoreShow.com, also on the weekends. And follow her on Twitter at Nicole Spag. All right, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, leave your city open for me. Your village.
Okay.
I'll
do it right now.
Town.
Oh, great. Cool. That won't distract Brian at all. All right, we'll see you later.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Bye.
Bye. After the show, I'm going to go steal some of her perfect fruit.
That's a good idea. I heard that. I was reading something about the perfect fruit that's bad. Have you had some perfect fruit trees go bad?
No.
Have them die?
Yeah. Oh, do they have a shorter lifespan than regular trees?
And you got to dig them up and huck them. So,
yeah.
So watch for that. Just something to pay attention to. I was wrong to be digging up other trees in place of those because.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep the other ones.
Yeah.
Good to know. Very good to know.
I also have some new tricks about the island I'll have to tell you about sometime.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the island.
Yeah. The island's always good. not the one with Scarlett Johansson and Steve Buscemi and that other guy I can't remember. All right, let's call.
I'm gonna talk? Of course I'm not going to talk.
I'm going to talk. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares? Of course nobody cares. That's what it is.
All right, let's do this with Tom if we can get him on the line. Here's this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
And the man in question is Tom Merritt in beautiful Petaluma, California. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
All right, how's it going? Are you in a hotel? Like, where are you?
I'm actually sitting at the TNT set.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Is this being simulcast anywhere? Are we?
No, actually, Floss Weekly's on live right now.
Okay, good.
They're live at OzCon.
So. You sound amazing right now. Holy crap. We should do this every time. what brings you to Petaluma? You doing something special up there today?
Yeah, it's the second anniversary of moving into the Big Twit studio. Oh. So there's a little anniversary special going to happen this afternoon with Lisa and Leo. And then on Triangulation today, we're going to turn the tables. People have been asking this for a long time. And Sarah Lane and I will interview Leo Laporte.
Oh, very fun. That's perfect. Oh, cool. That sounds really cool. Well, I'm...
interview you love.
From people you trust, right. Brought to you by Drogo.
Or me and Sarah.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Well, obviously, if they're on set and you're cranking away on today's TNT stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know what? I drove in. I had time to sit down and launch Skype, plug in my blue icicle to the Heil mic at my set, and unplug me from the Twit Studio. So really, I'm just on my laptop over Wi-Fi with the icicle plugged into my Heil.
Oh, wow. Well, don't screw anything up too bad. You make
Chad's game. Skype launched like just in time for you to call me. I had the phone ready for backup just in case.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good. I was afraid we were going long with Nicole. I'm like, oh, man, Tom's just probably just chomping at the bit, but it sounds like
actually,
we timed it
nice. Perfect.
All right. Well, good. Well, what's the hot tech news of today? What's going on?
Well, the other thing that's going on is a Google announcement coming up in just a half hour. We're going to cover that live on Twit as well. And Sundar Pichai will get on stage and tell us all about the Nexus 7 that leaked all over the internet this morning. Android Police has benchmarks out already for the thing.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to hit that. But
Best
yeah.
Buy Best Buy actually leaked the price of and the model numbers and everything. So I'm not sure if Sundar has anything left to announce or not, but we'll find out.
Well, there's according to CNET's got photos that look realistic or look like the real thing. It looks really thin and beautiful and nice and kind of exciting. But how normal is it for Google to do this outside of Google I.O.? They don't really do this normally, do they?
Yeah, and that's what makes me suspicious we're going to get something else. Because if it's just a thinner and more powerful Nexus 7 for $230 for the 16 gig, 32 gig for $269, right?
Right.
And if it's just Android 4.3, which is what Best Buy says will run on this thing, which is listed as Jelly Bean, not Key Lime Pie. So this isn't even a big update to Android. Mm. He's got to have a bigger announcement up his sleeve to make everybody come down there, even though they have a very nice breakfast.
Right.
At Google to get all those reporters down there.
So this is
going to be a big shoe dropping.
This is on Google campus. This is where they're doing this from.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It was the invitations all were like, come have breakfast with Sundar Pichai. Tell you some things.
Wow. I mean, is this even
cook
on
you up some bacon?
It's even pre-ordered on Best Buy, or you can pre-order it on Best Buy.
Yeah. That's right. For the keynote, he really just should just get up there and scroll through Gizmodo. Yeah. So here's this. Here's this information. Oh, yeah, you can pre-order right here. And here are the specs. Yeah.
I'm actually genuinely interested in this next version of the Nexus, but I'm like you. I kind of feel like this can't be just why they would make this big deal, especially if all this stuff, you know, was leaked ahead of time, or at the very least. Well, okay, so let's actually get to the gritty of that. If you're a company that has plans for a big day's announcement and you've kept everything pretty close to the sleeve, but somehow it all gets leaked out, what do you do? Like, do you just go ahead
and start making up new stuff?
Yeah.
We're also going to announce Google.
Well, with Google, too, what do you make up? We're also going to announce self-driving cars. Oh, we really do that. Balloon internet. Oh, yeah, we really do that, too. Yeah.
Those all sound like crazy science fiction ideas, but you already do those things.
You know, there was a leak on the Google Play Store. Somebody got a screenshot of something called Chromecast available. You know, Google Play has that devices section where they sell all of their actual stuff, like, you know, the Chromebook Pixel and all of those things.
Right.
Something called Chromecast was there. And the rumor is that that would be a dongle that you add to your television that would allow you to Apple AirPlay-like stream anything from your Android device to your television.
Oh, interesting. Well, so they could go into some
detail.
So maybe
it'll be something like that.
I just feels like if this has all been leaked and this truly is the reason they were going to get up and talk, they've got to be scrambling for what the hell else to talk about, which, you know, I can totally commiserate with. I understand how this sort of thing works. But if that thing is really a 32 gig version for $269, that's a pretty strong play. You know, assuming these other specs are right and the GPU or the CPU's up to spec and all these sort of things are happening, this is exciting for them.
Yeah, and honestly, with Apple, with their earnings report yesterday, the iPad mini not selling well. In fact, iPads in general, sales were down year over year, which is kind of surprising. And everybody's wondering, well, where are all the sales going? A lot of people speculating it's in the lower priced tablets, especially in the overseas markets like Asia. But when you look at this, 32 gig, 269, Nexus 7, that's a nice tablet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seriously interested in it. I like the 7, the previous 7. I know you had one.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty good experience with it. It was just on loan and checking it out. But it made me think, I have some problems with this, so I kind of want to see what they do for the next generation of it. And this looks like it might be it. What time does that air? Or when's that happen today? When are you guys covering it?
Just about a half hour. They're supposed to do it at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time.
Okay. Well, we'll point people's directions, obviously, or people's eyeballs to
Twitlive.tv.
Yeah, in fact, having Tom in studio is always nice. And even if that's the only reason you go, well, then hot damn.
Yeah, it'll be me, Sarah, Ayaz, and Leo for the announcement. And then we'll do Tech News Today probably at about the regular time. We're hoping this thing only goes an hour, so right after that.
Well, very nice. Tom Merritt, always a pleasure to hang out and talk. I know FSL tonight is well into its season. Anything cool going on right now you want people to know about before we cut you loose?
Well, there was a huge trade in the FSL. I don't know if you heard about it last week. they sent Kirk and McCoy, not Spock, just Kirk and McCoy from the Vulcan Velocity to the San Francisco Federation.
Yeah.
So break up the Federation, man. That's an all-star team now.
Yeah.
Justin Robert Young and I are supposed to meet up today and cook up some more coverage for you. So keep it coming, FSLtonight.com. Also, Kickstarter backers of 10 states should have received issue 3 today.
Yeah, issue 3, looking good.
Still waiting on Comixology to approve issue 1 for sale to the general public, so I'll let you know when that happens.
Yes, please. We'll talk about it on the show as well. All right, fantastic. Have a great time. Grats on the 2-year anniversary of the Brick House. And
Thank you.
May today be a fantastic day for technologists all around the world. For net cash you love from people you trust.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
We'll see you later. Bye.
See
ya. All right. Always good to talk to Tom.
He's good people.
He really is.
He and Nicole are good people.
I think I want this Nexus.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
It's pretty cool. I want a good, reliable, nice Android device. And everything I've had up till now that I've played with, I didn't like. It felt janky and plasticky. And this one looks pretty sweet. So
I picked up a cheap Nook HD Color when Barnes & Noble were clearing those out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. Yeah. You know, I got to say I use it maybe once a week, but there's some stuff that you can get for that you can't get on iOS.
Well, I love my Mini. But I'm curious about, you know, this is inexpensive enough that I could justify it. So we'll see. All right. That's it for all of that. Let's get to some emails real quick. Some emails brought to you by
Stop on by and grab your pack of Frog Pants collectible cards, a collection of work reaching as far back as 2003. Collect your favorite characters, trade with your friends, or get the elusive rare cards. Quantity discounts are available. Go to fantasycoinhq.com.
Awesome. Check out this 80s news intro right here. It gets even more epic. Actual local news
That's
station
nice.
Thing.
Wow.
From the 80s. Pretty cool, right? Not from here. I don't
Very
know
good.
From here. Let's
with Rick Henson on sports.
They all had like plaid jackets, kind of late Carson exactly. jackets.
Right.
Did I tell you about that Johnny Carson documentary? It was really good.
You did.
You
yeah,
should watch
you
that.
That.
So
I will.
Good.
I will watch that.
So good. Hi, Soggy and Dry, says Liang Zhao, DMD. He's a dentist.
Nice.
He says, I'm a dentist, and I just want to say thank you to Scott for acknowledging that the problem of his crown is related to the anatomy and condition of his own tooth rather than the capability of his dentist. So many people nowadays point the finger at the medical professional for any health-related problems and fail to see that there are ultimately responsible for their own health. That is a stressful
job. Your fault.
It
your
is
fault,
totally
Scott.
My fault. Oh, yeah, dude. It's the way I brushed or didn't brush when I was younger and a very crappy dentist that we went to because he was cheap when I was 15, and now I'm paying for it because I was cheap then and lame then. It is a stressful job to take care of other people, specifically when everybody who comes to see you secretly is openly hating you. I mean, I don't know how dentists do it, honestly.
Oh,
I don't know how they do this job.
It's like meter maids.
I can say for myself that when something like that I did for a patient fails, I feel stressed, embarrassed, and sorry, even if it's not my own fault. Keep up the great work. Been listening to, since the ELR days, and your voice has been through has been with me through the worst years of dental school. Cheers, Liang Zhao, DMD. I really appreciated that email because that is all I've gotten from people. I think you need a new dentist. Sounds like you need a new dentist. Like I keep getting that.
Right, right.
And I know what it is. Like I've explained it to people. Imagine this water bottle glued to my table. That's what my tooth is like right now. You can break that off pretty easy.
And you've been very clear about that. That you're saying it's definitely not the dentist's fault. It's definitely not.
No,
so I mean, I think you do a good job at.
He's treated me well. My family is treated really well. I'm really cool to him. Like it's not. There is no problem. We love our dentist. I'm not pointing the finger. All the other work he's done on me that's like normal and not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No issues. Like it's all great. So take that world. Got one here from Tim West. Final email. Hi, Scott and Brian. Scott mentioning that he was thinking of getting his tooth extracted on Monday's show reminded me of my recent visit to for an extraction. It was a failed root canal, and I'll let go for a little too long. I had this very same thing, so I know where he was coming from. I had a bad root canal on the other side. That's why there's no tooth there now. He says, however, I will spare you the boring details. So, after not quite all the way numb extraction, the dentist calmly says, quote, you're not going to like this next part. And he proceeded to scrape the socket out.
Oh! Okay.
Says, yeah, it's as painful as it sounds. Imagine pulling your tooth without medication for 20 minutes. Not to worry, though. I'm sure you'll be fine, Tim West. And I was fine, so it's all good, Tim. That sounds horrid. That sounds real bad. And again, you shouldn't have let it go so long. It's kind of your fault there, buddy. I mean, I had one, my root canal on the left side that eventually got extracted. Was it a totally different dentist, an oral surgeon who did the work. And 3 months into the thing, my gum got a giant boil on the side of it. This sounds really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I lanced it. And it turns out what it was is I had created this like permanent infection thing right there where the roots are. And I let that go for almost 6-7 months where I would just like pop it every once in a while.
Really? So, let's move off of
so horrible. I just gotta tell you this part. It would be so swollen and so bad that I could go and I could bite down real hard on that side of my mouth. And it would pop. It would go plah in the side of my mouth, and I'd have to like rinse out and all that kind of stuff. It was really gross, really foul. Oh. Got that tooth removed. Totally know what he's feeling, and that is the last dental stuff we'll talk about for the next 8 weeks. I promise. Okay, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. I want to thank our friends at AlphaGo. Oh, you know what? We got to call Cleo. No, we can't call Cleo.
Yeah, no Cleo today.
So who won? Has anyone been keeping track? Who wins today? Anybody win?
I haven't seen anything about points in the tadpole, so.
All right. I'm just going to pull one out at random.
Okay.
Let's see. How about this one here? Hold on. I don't like that one. That's no good. Let's try another one. How about, okay, all right, come here. Okay. Geeks of Christ says, come here often? Oh, you don't? Then you wouldn't know that we've got scooters. There you go. I like that.
Oh, very good.
Thanks. That's what you tell all the new people.
Yes.
AlphaGeekRadio.com did our shoutcast stream today. Thank you for that, AlphaGeekRadio.com and Todd Whitehead. Also, Scott Fletcher does our voice work. If you'd like to buy our t-shirt, you can go to /loot.com and buy it. It's awesome. We love it. If you'd rather have a mug or both, go to frogpants.com/store for those. There's one right there. Mm-hmm. If you want to visit us on the web, you can. frogpants.com/TMS/themorningstream on Facebook. And our email address is themorningstream@gmail.com. Themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, just take away the. Make it morningstream all by itself. Morningstream on Twitter. Scott Johnson and Coverville.
Yes.
For Brian there. All right.
And there will be something on the Coverville feeds today. Actually, a Lyrics Undercover coming out today.
Oh, great.
The song Come Out and Play by The Offspring. What were they thinking when they wrote that?
Yeah.
Find out on today's free Lyrics Undercover. It's the free episode of the month. So stay
tuned
for
that. Keep it separated, right?
Exactly.
That's okay.
That's the one.
It's the only song I ever remember. All right. Well, that sounds great. Let's... I can't stop burping for some reason. Let's do a song, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Zach, who goes by Sai Chi in the Tadpool, says, hello, Hodor, and hail from the mighty mitten of Michigan. July 24th of this year marks my 20th name day and the 1 month mark before my finally moving out of my grandparents' house and setting out on my quest to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. I've worked hard over the past couple of years to finally achieve this life-changing goal, and I'm anxious, excited, and slightly gassy to finally be able to set forth in the great unknown. I have many people to thank, but the one person I'd like to thank the most out of all of them is my grandpa Johnny. Without him, I would not be the man that I'm becoming, and I owe him more than what is fathomable in this world alone. So to celebrate this occasion, I would like to request a song. My grandpa and I like country, real country, and coincidentally, so do you, Brian. My request is that of a cover of any of Johnny Cash's songs. Take your pick. I know you won't let me down. The show is digestible, though. Zach, Sai Chi in the Tadpool. Aw, very cool.
Okay.
Yes, how about a Johnny Cash cover? I've got thousands of them, right? This one actually came out a couple years ago. Chris Isaak, famous for his Wicked Game song.
Yeah, I love that guy.
And for just being a damn fine, good-looking guy that, I don't know, have a little bit of a man crush on Chris Isaak.
I liked him a lot.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
He had a thing for ladies with sand all up in their, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. At least from that video, you could kind of guess that.
Oh, yeah.
In 2011, he released an album called Beyond the Sun, which celebrated the music of Sun Records, the record label that had Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Elvis recorded with him for a while. And so it's covers of all these songs of all these great artists that recorded there. His cover of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line is one of the best tracks on that album. Let's listen to it right now. Chris
right.
Isaak.
Sounds good.
I Walk the Line.
Very cool. What's he doing now? Is he still doing stuff?
What have I seen? I mean, this was a couple of years ago that he released that, but I think he's still recording and performing. Mm. And
I just think I felt like there should have been more there. You know?
There really should have been, yeah.
Oh, weird.
He's going to be at the Denver Botanic Gardens here pretty soon.
Well, here's what you can say about Chris Isaak.
98% fat-free.
All right, here we go.
It's probably true.
I Walk the Line. We'll be back tomorrow to walk the line one more time on Thursday with an episode featuring Wendy with Therapy Thursday and more. Please come back and join us, won't you? We'll see you then.
Keep a close watch on his heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the
time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So good, it's like you're there.
We got scooters.
We got scooters.